see. So, do you like California in general?
I don't know. It would have been better without the whole driving to San Francisco and back, because the road was like this, really curvy, and I couldn't take it. I was like needed to be sick the whole time,
Wait,
and it
did
was
you
bad.
actually though?
No, but I was close the whole time, so it was unpleasant.
Okay,
But
and then you got to San Francisco and you hung out.
with that gotcha girl, and then one day she didn't go anywhere with us, but one day we took her grandma's friend Mila, who was visiting from Russia, to some park downtown or something, and we walked around the like little fake duck pond and stuff. I don't know. I guess it was interesting for her, but we'd already seen all the pretty hikes, so we were like, this is nice.
I see. And then, so that's, then you drove back
And then we
eventually.
drove back on one day. It was long. And then we got back, and okay. Mom got a hotel on Priceline, and it was supposed to be some very nice hotel. She got it really cheap, but we were afraid that they'd only have a one bed, like one bed in the room. But we got there's two beds, everything's really nice. And like mom walks into the hotel in her like dirty sneakers and jeans and like not washed and from like hiking, and it's like this really nice hotel, and everyone was like looking at her really weirdly. And so we checked in and whatever, and then we get in there and the room is so nice, it was ridiculous.
When I went to New York for my interview, also, like, they all looked at me like, "What the hell are you doing here?" Just a bunch of like official business people, like with their official business things, and then like some schmucky teenager. I walk in like at night, you know, like late,
Yeah, that's
and
what
like
we did
looking
too.
dirty and
That's what
schmucky.
we did too. It was.
But it's nice when you could
Yeah.
stay at a nice hotel.
Yeah, and the. Except, I don't know, it was decorated. I suppose it's supposed to be, like, fashionable or whatever, but to me it was just really ugly. Like,
Whatever.
lots of bright colors that clashed. I don't
Maybe it's just left over from like the 80s or something.
know. Maybe.
No, that's how I was. It was really nice, and they had really good breakfast because we got like official business people, you know, like on Wall Street. And they had like everything you want, like made to order. You could tell them like what you want in your omelet and like every kind of food, like
Yum.
fruit, pastries, whatever.
Our breakfast wasn't included and it was $12, so we were like, no.
That's typical our style. It's nice when the company paid for me.
That's
I was like,
nice.
yeah, whatever. And then the hotel made a mistake and charged my credit card for it instead of Merrill Lynch's. And I was like, Jesus Christ, $351 for one night in a hotel. Ah! So I called them and I'm like, guys, this is not normal. And they fixed it.
That'd be
Yeah,
hilarious.
I was getting a little nervous.
Was I gonna say? No, the hotel, my favorite part, I think, was there was this little Rubik's Cube in the room, and there was a little card that said, like, do you think you can make this Rubik's Cube? If you can, bring it down to the bar, and the bartender will give you a free drink. Or you can take it home, we'll just add $15 to your room bill. And I was like, that's a lot for a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
It was really random, too.
So did you make it and get a free drink? You should have made it and
Mom
gotten
was
them all a
really
free
tempted
drink.
too.
Did
Mom was like looking at it, she's like,
You should have made it and gotten one of them a free drink. You know, there are people who like have formulas. Like Bor has this like really nerdy friend that like knows how to make it. He's like, okay, well then I turn it like one, you know, half turn to the right, and then I turn this other part, and like he has this whole like formula, and he can make it any
Wow.
Rubik's cube behind his back at any time, no matter what position it starts in.
That's crazy. Yeah, we're not cool enough for that. We couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, let me tell you.
Yeah. What else happened? Oh, the bat mitzvah. The bat mitzvah was probably the best one I've ever been to.
Why?
Well, minus the fact that I didn't really have anyone I knew there. Because she's cool, and then most of her friends are cool. Except for some who are kind of annoying, but whatever. And then the music was the best I've ever heard at any bar, bat mitzvah, whatever. Because usually they play rap, and I don't like rap. But they played two Beatles songs, and they played just in general stuff that I liked mostly. And then there was like requests and
Well, you could tell them like what you want them to play. So
I know.
maybe your friends just tell them to play rap.
Probably, but I don't know.
So did you request anything?
I asked if they had anything by Beck because I'd showed Rebecca, the bat mitzvah girl, back and she wanted to hear some more, and they didn't have anything. They only had, like, popular stuff, or stuff that's been around, like Build Me Up Buttercup.
I see. So you had fun. Did Mom and Dad get drunk?
Not surprisingly not, because we had to go on a plane right after that.
Oh, right after that?
Yeah.
In the evening, you went right on the plane?
Yeah. We left the bat mitzvah. Oh, wait, one of her friends obviously wanted her, but she was denying it. It was really funny. He was like this little chubby kid, and he was really nice. I liked him. But he was kind of antisocial and, like, refused to dance and just hung out with her the whole time. And, like, they obviously wanted each other, but...
They wanted each other, or just wanted her?
I don't know. She seemed to like him a lot, like, as friends, but I don't know. But
friend zone.
Yeah, but it was cute. It was funny. Me and all her friends decided that it needed to happen.
So you, like, made friends with her friends, too?
Some of them. Yeah. It was interesting. I was like, guys, I'm gonna dance, because I'm not gonna ever see any of you again, because I don't normally dance.
That's awesome. That's fun. You have a good time. You don't have anything to lose.
Exactly. I'm not gonna see them in California ever again.
Yeah.
So why not? And then right after the bat mitzvah, we went to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
But before we got there, there's ridiculous traffic. It took us like 3 hours instead of like one.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of bad. We were afraid we were going to be late. But then we found the rental car and returned everything. And we were like barely there. But then we had a little time. So me and Mom were like, you know what? We're hungry. Let's go get some food. So we went, and there was really nothing besides McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
So we got those nasty chicken sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And the plane ride after that, I like could not live. I felt so bad.
Wait, why? Because there was turbulency?
Well, there was turbulence, but just in general, McDonald's always makes me sick. Plus turbulence equals bad. And there was a baby right next to us, and it was loud. But the first...
Wait, how long is the flight?
The first flight was only an hour, so
To where?
To Las Vegas.
Oh.
So I lived through it, but then we walked through the airport, and it was smoke, and it reminded me of the last time we went to Las Vegas when I had the stomach flu, and I, like, felt awful the whole time.
Uh-huh.
But whatever. Then we got on the plane.
I hear you. Every time we went to a casino, Mom was like, let's go look at this beautiful casino, and you were like...
Yeah. And then... We got on the plane. On the way there, we had to, like, do some underground tram, and it was complicated.
Yeah.
And on the tram, there was this lady, and she had two cats in, like, bags. And we were like, okay. And then we get on our plane, and this same lady goes right behind us with her cats.
And they meow.
Yeah, the whole time. The cat was under my seat.
Uh-huh.
And I, like, couldn't take it. I felt so bad for it. It was just meowing like someone was, like, killing it the whole time.
Poor furry.
I know. Like, how can you do that to a cat? It was a four-hour flight.
Well, and it has to get somewhere. Maybe she's going somewhere, you know?
Well, maybe, but I felt so bad for it. And I, like, couldn't sleep because the cat... And this was, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, and the cat's under me meowing. It was really depressing. Plus, I felt really sick still because there was lots of turbulence.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just not a good plane ride back at all.
And then you got home, and then you went to bed. And now Mom and Dad have to drive me back to Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
I wanted to take the car, but they did not let me.
I know. I'm sorry.
I was like, because I tasted the freedom of having a car in
Pittsburgh. I was the one who accidentally gave them the idea that Denise wanted to get there and maybe drive around, and then it'd die.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Okay, it's gonna die eventually anyway.
I know.
I was excited. It was really fun to have a car because I could drive places and enjoy the life.
That's generally what you do with a car. Drive places.